Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday edition, Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee. I'll be giving you readings using the personal prophecy card reading method. And remember, for those of you especially that are new, we are using only an ordinary deck of playing cards for today, you know, any readings that I conduct. That's how I was taught by my grandmother. So I also want to mention that I'll be using a 24-card layout, which is the whole enchilada, really, which is the same thing I use in private sessions. But we repeat the cards several times. In this instance, though, due to time constraints, we have to just do it once. And Jim will explain more about calling in, etc. Yes, our esteemed Jimbo Baggins is with us. Yes.
When am I not?
I don't know.
It's true.
And I did forget to mention, so don't confuse this with tarot or oracle cards, or any other system that's out there. Okay, so that's my part. Now it's up to him.
All right, I want to remind everybody the show is for information and entertainment purposes only, but there is our opening disclaimer. Also, we want to let folks know that if you are international, be it caller or be it Facebook Live viewer, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs, like to Jeanette and Laura, both from Canada.
Hello, hello.
Canada representing the Great White North.
What's that?
Do you remember that from old SCTV, the Great White North, Bob and Doug McKenzie, back in the 70s
yeah.
and 80s? Yep.
What'd they do?
They had a show. Just go, hey, beauty. They sat down and talked about, you know, they're Canadians and stuff like that. And Mike from the UK has arrived.
Hello there, Mike. For Mike when we get there.
Hang on. The calls keep flocking.
Yes.
Flocking like a flock of seagulls. All right. Let's see. Let's get right down to business so we can attack this long, long list. That number to call in, 515-602-9676. That's the number you call and or Skype. Well, it's not and or. You can't do both. That's the number you can call or Skype into. When you do so, you'll be told that you're going on hold, but you can listen to the show while you wait. And when you hear the show, everything cool. You hear no show, something wrong. Right again.
Sam. Not so cool.
Yep. Something ain't right. I heard the show. Everything's working great. The audio's good. Just microscopic little delay between your words and when the other person hears it. So we're good. When we go live, though, there are things we must have you do if you legally and safely can. Number one and number two, well, they're kind of 1A and 1B. Speakerphone, Bluetooth, shut them down. Take the old school phone to face, you know, the old day of phone right to the, because, well, we'll tell you why at the end. Get rid of all your background noises, things maybe you don't know are there, or things you put on to kill time, like TV while you're waiting, you know, just stuff like that. Stop the multitasking if you were running around, trying to chase kids around, trying to pick up toys or whatever, you know, stop all that.
Chasing women around.
First, well, you don't stop
men
that.
Around.
You should stop that. First thing, preferable thing for you to do in the perfect world would be you'd be in your casa. You would be able to sit down in a nice, comfortable, quiet place that had best cell phone reception on earth. Because when you call in to a show that is on the internet. It goes through a website, comes to our computer, comes on our speakers, and it's hard to predict. There is always some loss of quality on the sound. It varies from call to call. Sometimes it's pretty bad. So if you can eliminate all those things we said to eliminate, it'll make it better. So that's all we got to say about that. And now, three folks that can't call or Skype in, we will, because we can with a lot of callers, we don't open that door very often, but we will open the door to Messenger folks.
Yes.
And you can only call in when that door has been opened, officially announced by us. I'll type it in for the Facebook folks at the same time before we announce it, because there's a delay on the broadcast. Got to be friends with Deborah Lee. Have to. And that is who you would audio or video your Messenger call to, would be to Deborah Lee,
yes,
for the Psychic Love Doctor show. Only when we announce it formally, because if you do it any other time, you got to hang up on you because they don't have a cool hold system. Cool, man. No cool one. All right. Let's see. I think that since we got seven callers on hold, I think the time probably is about ready to...
I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh, when you're done.
Yep. And while I'll do that, since I did not prepare myself there, I could talk. When you hear the sound of the harps, that is a sign that your reading with Deborah has been concluded. It's a free reading. It has to come to an end in a timely manner because we have a lot of callers right now. And there's going to be more call-in. I already know that. The list will expand. It will not contract. So, please, no more questions. No more in-depth discussions when you hear the harps. We've got to move on. I'm going to give you a single healing angel card reading tonight. That shall be your card before we move on to the next call. All right. Can I do this now? Can I go to the next caller?
I wanted to ask Mike out there. I happened to read your post about your microwave mishap, and I was just wondering, is porridge like oatmeal or grits or...
Not grits.
So I was just wondering.
Porridge is what we would call like oatmeal.
Well,
some people... Come on, Deb, you didn't have grandparents that still called
no,
it porridge?
No, I did not. They were from Ukraine.
Mine were not from Mars or UK. But some of them still called it porridge, too.
No, they had other words for things.
I said, yeah.
Okay.
Happy New Year to you too, Pat.
The trick is, Mike, put a microwave cover over the bowl.
Well, there's multiple tricks for that.
Yeah.
I've cooked it quite often at work. Another trick is I cover it. Of course, that stuff blows up, and it's like napalm. All right, and then it hardens into concrete. The second trick is to cook it at a lower power for a longer period of time. That's a really good one to keep it from going. A lot of your foods that pop and blow up, if you're not in a hurry, double the frickin' time and cook it at 50% power.
I would recommend covering.
Oh, I always cover anything like that.
The
one thing I don't cover is sandwiches because I got the bread is kind of its own built-in cover.
But like eggs, spaghetti.
Oh, yeah, you name it, you cover
gravy,
the shit out of that.
I mean, you're just looking for trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I eat like two meals a day at work in the microwave. We're not even counting the time, all the time to use it at home. So, yeah. Yeah, covering is mandatory. Like I said, a lot of times I try to use the container and bring it to work and just pop the lid, but leave it on.
Just leave it on,
but just vent it because otherwise it'll blow up if you don't vent it and the hair expands in there. If you have a real tight lid, it'll just, you hear it go pop.
You know, everybody, we've all had a refresher course on microwaving.
Yeah, and... Meanwhile,
all right,
we've succeeded in letting the list get bigger.
Good.
Well, it's not good because those at the end start getting screwed when we don't get attacked the call. So let's go to first caller, 203, Connecticut. 203, welcome
to
the show.
Hello there and happy new year. Who is on the phone with us?
It's Chance. Happy new year.
Oh, Chance, you little devil, you.
Yes, an international shout out to Phil from the UK.
Yes, Chance is an adorable fur baby. That paddle.
He's what? Oh, he's actually sound asleep. My chiropractor worked on him today, and I was just blown away what he did for him. And Chance barked and ran around the office after he worked on him.
Look at that.
And I actually wanted to call you the other day because I was kind of worried about him. So he's probably feeling better.
You know, there's a lot of controversy in the medical community when it comes to chiropractics, but it's getting better. Years ago, they were all quacks. Remember?
Well, insurance companies wouldn't touch them.
Yeah.
None.
They
None.
Your doctor wanted you to take muscle relaxers and, you know, that sort of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that was all out of
really
your own.
Didn't do.
It was all out of your own pocket. Back
yes, it was.
Now you can get some. My insurance will do some coverage, limited coverage.
It will. On,
yeah, they do.
Yeah, and
yeah.
I believe in natural medicine. And why wouldn't it offer, you know, some healing advantages to get that spine in alignment? I was in a terrible accident, Pat, when I was 16. I was hit by a dump truck at an and I went over a cliff. Seriously.
Oh my God.
In my stepmother's brand new Buick. I was driving it. And luckily they had the seat harness at that time. This is like 1973. And it went over a cliff. When it landed on the bottom, my head hit the top of the interior roof of the car. And it caused curvature of my spine. Luckily, I was able to actually walk away, and the highway patrol could not believe it when they arrived. They were like, there's no way somebody walked out of that wreck.
Oh, my God, Deborah.
I know. I must have had a hell of a guardian angel that day.
Didn't you see the
you sure did.
No, wait, but I was going to tell her
the thing that
helped me was going to the chiropractor for about 2 years because it got to the point where I sit in a chair. I was so uncomfortable. And, boy, you know, I can't do everything all at once, or they say you wouldn't be able to walk. So that's why they have you come in for other, additional sessions. But, yes, and I know it sounds terrible. I'm just glad I'm here to talk about it. And I'll tell as a little bit of a side note, let's just say stepmommy wasn't very pleased.
I was going to say, what kind of relationship did you have with her before that?
It was, I was a teenager. We hate everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
female.
Yeah, she, that car was only a week old. And it was my father's gift to her because they'd had a big fight. So anyway,
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, the floor.
Well, what they said was, just to add one last little caveat here, they said that because I saw the dump truck coming, I naturally crimped the wheel to the right, where otherwise they said if he'd have gone this much more toward my door, he'd have rolled right over me.
Oh,
and there'd have been a pancake of a car there. Yeah. Wow. So when you look back in your own life and you see the accidents and the mishaps that were very serious, makes you feel kind of blessed to still be alive.
Clearly you had angels watching you.
So I'm so glad, Pat, that you took chance and that it was such a good, did he lay good for his adjustment?
He resisted a bit because I don't think he really, this is the second time he's seen him. The chiropractor brought in lots of treats, so they became friends. And I was amazed at how much he worked on him and twisted things. And I mean, I've had a friend chiropractor just do the gun thing, but this guy literally took his neck and twisted it and gave me some things to do for his legs. So he really... You know, psychics have told me it's arthritis in the neck and in the legs, and he said he's got it in the neck and in the legs, so he knew what he was doing.
You know, it's funny.
I'm so great.
Some of those positions they put you in can seem a little suggestive at times. Well, when he was working on my lower back, he had to put me on my back at the end of the table, and he kind of, bent up my legs. And then he was laying on me and doing this in a rhythmic motion because he was like going further and further. And I'm like, okay. Anyway.
That's our Debs. You can talk about any subject on earth and she's going to spin it into fact.
Well, I think it's healthy. It's healthy.
I'm just saying. That's your
MO. Tell us what's on your mind this evening.
Yes. Well, I think he just got up to say hello. I think he's okay for now.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I
that's
wonderful. I need a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Pat. Now tell us what we need to know.
Yeah, I'll wait a few days and I'll ask about myself. I feel like I am making some progress with both the minister and the hypnotist. The hypnotist, you know, kind of gives me assignments to do, which I kind of resent. I have a bit of difficulty with that because I don't think it has anything to do with the hypnotism. I think it's his judgment about me. Anyway, if you can just see if, in fact, I am making progress, especially with the minister.
Okay, sure, I can do that. Absolutely. Does he actually get you, the hypnotist, into a trance state?
Yeah, but it's not deep. You know, I'm aware of it. I mean, I've never done hypnotism before. I'm not so deep that he can have me do things that I don't remember. But the things that he says, I try to remember them, but clearly there's a lot I forget. I know my subconscious is remembering it.
But
yes, what?
She says she knows he doesn't have her do things that she can't remember, but if she couldn't remember, how did she know he didn't have her do things?
Oh.
Well,
I'm just throwing that. That's an English play thing, is all. No, I
catch 22.
I remembered everything he did. It's like, but if he did something he didn't remember, how could you make that statement? I know,
right.
there's no missing memory is what you're saying. I got you.
Well, and in my experience,
she remembers from beginning to end.
I'm aware, but I'm not aware, if you know what I mean. And my mouth would just keep talking. The hypnotist, she was actually very well known at the time. And she would ask questions, and I'd hear myself answer them, and I'm wondering, where the hell did I get that?
Plus, I think when you're under, they actually have to tell you you're not going to remember something for that to happen. Right?
Well,
I believe so.
But you answer from a level that you may not have consciously said.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, I think if they don't give you that suggestion, hey, you're not going to remember any of this, you still might.
Oh, yes. I think the pastor and the hypnotherapist is doing great things for you.
So they're looking out for her well-being.
Even if you don't think the homework assignments seem very relevant, I just have a feeling that he's coming at you from a different direction. And I would be curious myself to see how that will all turn out.
He's coming at me from a caring point and also from his own experience. He wants me to do breathing exercises when I get up in the morning. And I've got, you know, anxiety, so I've got my old pattern of how I take care of myself. So the things he wants me to do, it's just a question of me being willing to break my pattern.
Sure.
And or am I ready to break my pattern, or do I feel like I need to take care of myself the way I do? That's it.
Well, what he's doing with you is called breath work. And you can read up on that. And yes, it's actually very healing. Very healing. Okay. So what? You don't know?
No, I just said, I'm saying that's interesting because I didn't know about any of this stuff.
Well,
that's why I like learning this stuff. That's why
I know I have an issue with breathing. I went to him 2 weeks ago and I said, can we work on this? Because I remembered in a previous session with him, when I was a teenager, I was in the kitchen and wanting, you know, sorry, listeners, but wanting to take a knife and putting it in my mother's back and then saying to myself, I don't want to breathe the air she breathes. I just hated her so much. And I think from that day forward, I kind of stopped breathing. And I did myself a disservice and convinced myself to not breathe. So I knew, you know, anytime someone tries to have me meditate or breathe deeply, I would get angry and dizzy, and I'm much better. I did a session with him, and someone else also said simply, just say, I love to breathe, and I'm better. You know, I'm breathing deeply, or when I do breathe deeply, I don't bring up that anger anymore. So I know I'm making progress.
Oh, yes.
And that's
absolutely.
That's all that matters is progress, you know.
Right.
You can't have sessions and say, oh, good. It's all 100% mm-hmm. there. I'm so many years old with all these issues, but I expect two sessions to fix me. That's not possible.
No, exactly.
It isn't. Right.
Right. And exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing. But if you see progress, then everything's good.
And Pat, even if you have a setback, that's still a sign of progress.
Yeah, and sometimes it's perceived setback in your mind, but if your therapist might not, they might think it's a normal setback, which is part of the process.
That's very true.
Because we all know what we...
Yeah, I really think you're on a great path with these practitioners are the pastor and the... Yeah, I mean, and you know, I think you're right where you should be in terms of your healing and progress. Yeah. And look at little Chance is doing it with his mommy. I think that's great.
Chance romance.
Yes. So, Pat, I'll be in touch.
Thank you so much.
Do not depart.
Oh, right.
You must
love
have
you
your healing angel card is next.
Yeah.
It is, subject is Blue Angel. I, Archangel Michael, and remember, this is not a Michael. This is a deck of all of them. Am here by your side. I am all around you and will forever protect you. Remember this, whenever you feel fearful, I love you. All is well.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you for holding me. Go, everyone.
Thank you both so much.
Love you, Pat.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, he's barking.
Oh, I love you.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I love the hounds. I love the doggies, the four-legged friends. All right. Let's see here. The list is so big now, I got to go all over the place to search because it doesn't keep them in order. Thanks, Blog Talk.
But don't you?
I do, though. That's why I got to scroll up and down. All right. We're going to area code
527. Oh, you guys.
Welcome in.
It's Lisa. I'm so happy.
And how are you?
To talk to you. Well, you know what? I want to ask the card, Deb.
Ask card,
what they see on my neighbor, because all day, of course, I've got my grandson. And so today it's cold here. It's very cold. And so I spent all day cleaning the kitchen, making food for him, and playing a lot of songs, which I don't normally do. Now, I did when the neighbor was here for dinner. We were playing songs. But I was playing Santana, Black Magic Woman, Tuesday, or songs like that.
That's classic.
Singing.
Black Magic Woman.
He kept an easy like a Sunday morning, and he kept slamming the door. We weren't talking. You know, I haven't seen him. I haven't gone out. I just went out a couple of times with my grandson to get the mail, and then we came right back in because it's cold, and I'm a little tired. I didn't sleep well. What did the card say? Because you know what? At dinner, the last time he and I spoke, we were talking about our past relationships before we went into the showdown between us. And he said he looked it up, he and his relationship that he was involved in, if they got along on an astrological level, and they did not. And he said, now, what is your sign? And I'll see if you and I are compatible. And so...
with her. Yeah. And what are you, Lisa?
Well, he said we're compatible according to this app. Mm. I'm Virgo. And so I forget what he said he is. He was born in June, I guess. But anyway, what do the cards say? Because I'm a little pissed off. I'm a little confused. I'm a little mixed up. And if I ever talk to him again, I'm going to tell him, you know, you got to slow your roll, guy, because you're really confusing me. And this, you know, if you want to play for the other team, that's cool. I don't care, but don't do what you've been doing.
Well, you're very vulnerable, too. After having lost your partner after an illness, and, you know, people need to show some respect and compassion for that.
And some people don't know how to do that, though.
I guess not.
Well, not only because maybe because they've never experienced it. right?
True.
So they try to train for showing compassion, but they have no idea. I mean,
they really don't.
And it's
right.
not necessarily their fault all the time.
And then, right? you know, at the yeah. end when I was telling him, you have played me, and he said, no, I didn't. And I said, you're lying. He said, no, I didn't. And he was going to the door, and he said, and if you leave without me, you're going to be sorry. And I said, no, I'm not. And he said, yes, you are. And we kept saying, going back and forth, no, you're not. Yes, you are. Blah, 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 blah. And I thought, wow, this is really not what I'm wanting.
Well, but it's going to take your mind and your heart some time to move on. You know, it doesn't just, why am I, there's a lot of feedback.
We're hearing some really strange sounds in the background.
Yeah. Hear that?
Yeah. Do you have us playing on the speaker in the background or something, Lisa?
I just put you on mute so you don't hear whatever it is. I'm sorry.
Okay. But can she hear us?
I know
yeah.
nothing. Go ahead. Ignore the reading. Okay. Otherwise, she, come on, Deb.
Okay, here's.
I know what you were thinking.
The situation is, and I can't blame him for this. He is feeling defensive after the dinner, you know, conversation kind of got a little bit heated there and put him on the defensive. And to me, what I'm perceiving is he'd like you to make the first move toward well, the first word that came to mind is apology for
solution.
Well, no,
some kind of armistice.
No, but just to say that he was lying and all of that is really forward.
Or being a player, you mean?
Yeah,
playing.
And
her
I
art.
Don't think he was, but I just think he doesn't understand his own feelings.
Or women's heterosexual
yeah.
woman's feelings.
Right.
Yes.
And probably he's never been confronted
yeah.
by this.
This might be
yeah.
a person.
You know what? Yeah. yeah. I listed all the things that he did. I listed all the things to his face. And I said, you did this, you did that, you did this, you did that. You know, because we were talking at different points, and I told him, I'm very confused by what's going on between you and I. And I put my mouth on his hand.
On his what?
I brought his hand. I brought his hand up to my cheek. And, you know, and he said, well, I'll always be here for you. And I pointed that out to him. And I said, that's, you know, I was just going down the list of all the confusing actions that he had done. And I said, that's when he said, no. I said, you've been playing me. And he said, no. And I said, you're lying and blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Well, I just think he's going to back off. Okay. And probably feels as confused as you do, is my perception. So I don't know what to tell you.
What do you see? You don't see any direction
like
yet?
I feel like he's going to actively start dating other men.
Well, I mean, if he is what he is,
no,
right?
It
it's a matter of time.
I think it's a knee-jerk response to this. I do think his feelings have gotten hurt. So there was definitely a miscommunication.
There was people on different pages of the yeah. book, different wavelengths. Thinking they were on the same wavelength, and it's like, whoa, I wasn't doing this, I wasn't doing that, I was interpreting this, I wasn't interpreting that.
Yeah.
Life is a crazy bitch. And then you marry one. No, I'm just
then
kidding.
Then you have one.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. I'm just
no.
saying, you know, sometimes you're like, what the hell?
Lisa,
you know?
I've got to tell you that I think that your attributes or your assets are that you are a very straightforward young lady. You tell it like it is.
Well, she was definitely straightforward yeah. in this whole thing.
And there may have been too much pressure laid on him to make a move. I don't know. What I see in the cards is he is wanting you to make a move because he doesn't want to be out of line in any way, if that makes sense. You know, he's confused. You've made him feel things that he never, ever thought he would feel. You know, sometimes this can happen with somebody who's married. You just start falling for them, but you know this is something that can't be.
And also, you have to look on the other side of that coin.
Yeah.
The fact that you came across this been homosexual forever, and all of a sudden you have him wavering, you must have did some voodoo.
That's
all I got to say. Some voodoo you didn't even know you could do, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you're exceptional in that case.
Something happened there, because this guy probably like, whoa, what's going on here?
I was always
interested in sausage parties, but now I don't know. So
that's
must,
what it is.
She must have pushed some kind of butt he didn't know he had that could be pushed.
Yeah, and so maybe he just needs to have some time to be left alone. And actually, I really feel that if you do make a move, he will respond in kind to you. You know, he will.
Well, I don't know. It depends on the move, though, right? You don't mean some kind of physical move.
No.
Some kind of move to be reconciling the friendship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, I don't know that I can tell you have to do that, but
But also,
you only have so many really good friends in life, and they're different levels.
She's got these feelings, though, who does she take care of first? Herself?
Well, no, it might be something that she cannot,
and she can't say,
do it, and that's fine.
I adore you, blah, 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 but you make me feel things that simply apparently cannot be.
Right.
And I'm not going to be able to engage in friendship like you want.
Yeah, if you don't feel comfortable, you can't make yourself feel.
You
can never make yourself feel comfortable. If that's not your thing, but you can explain it at least. So here's the deal. It's like I'm not going to put out a hit on you because I hate your guts. It's just like, this isn't what I was going, and I really can't go back to the way it was or something.
And,
that's up to you.
And you could be honest and say he hurt your feelings because he was making moves that a straight guy would do.
Whether he knew or did not know is one thing, you know. But also, he ruined your perception of the inside of your shower curtain. That can be unforgivable to me.
Yeah.
I mean,
I agree.
You only get a shower curtain, you know. And all of a sudden, you see the inside of it, all these shapes that are all of a sudden, whoa. You know, I get a little worried.
Performing.
So, brown chicken, brown cow. Yep.
So that would be what I'd have to say to you is, you know, let him be for now or walk over there, be the bigger person.
Hang on a second. Something happened here.
What, did we lose her?
Hey, Lisa, is this you?
No, I'm here. You know what? I keep putting you on mute so you don't hear the background noise. And then I accidentally hung up and then I dialed back in. So I apologize. I'm sorry.
But I did see you down there. I said, aha. So I unmuted you. So, all right. Well, now you can comment on all the things we said.
Yeah.
Are you okay with the shower curtain thing?
Well, you know, I don't know if I love him. I close the blinds so I don't have to see him walking around. And I feel a lot for him, a lot. And I'm just going to have to do a lot of bicycle rides to get over
it. Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know,
right?
Yeah, some women kind of get a special seat because it feels better for them. The bicycle ride. And I've heard that because I am not a woman, and the only special seat I want, and one that wasn't going to hurt my butt or my balls. So I mean, that's all I cared about. I didn't want any pleasure. I didn't want pain on my bike. That's all I'm talking about.
Okay. A lot of running in place or a lot of sit-ups or a lot of...
And maybe to keep your eyes out or keep, you know, eyes open for somebody who is available.
Well, I have a question. Another question is unrelated, basically. When is your last day with your grandson?
It's coming up. Let's see. Today is...
Tuesday.
The calendar moves. Yeah.
Tuesday the 3rd.
Oh, not till Saturday.
Oh, well, that's cool, though, but that's awesome, though. You got another full week. And who knows what will happen after that Saturday? Who knows?
That's right.
You don't know, because all of a sudden, doors open now where things had to be kind of hush-hush a little bit now, and they don't have to be anymore after Saturday. Right?
That's true.
Yeah, if you get that far, you know what I'm saying, as far as that thing.
Yeah.
Yes, and Mike loves her voice. She says she has Mike. We have Mike from the UK that listens in from the on the Facebook, and
she's
says
crazy.
He says she has the
voice.
Cutest voice, and he likes her laugh.
She does. You do, Lisa.
So Deb, you see it as a closed door on his end, though, isn't it?
No, I feel that he's in a confused state. I don't see him making any real decisions, but he may start dating or seeing, you know, taking the pressure off you as a friend.
So she doesn't see a final chapter yet, one way or
absolutely.
The other.
Absolutely.
Either direction. So maybe you shouldn't start breaking out the flamethrower yet.
And
you know, just see what happens.
Time can do some really magical things. Really can.
Yeah, and you got your grandson there, so you got things to worry about. So you could probably just kind of let this kind of be a back burner, right?
Yes, and I tell you, Lisa, I don't know if others do say this to you, but I honor you for being the kind of grandmama that you are to that little boy, because I spent years and years managing and running a daycare business, and sometimes it was huge with kids. And I reached a point where, well, it's like a nurse once told me that worked in pediatrics. She said, we saw kids that came in with skull fractures and, you know, all this stuff that when her own children came up to her and said,
oh, my God.
Mom, I hurt myself. She'd say, is your arm falling off? No.
Yeah, they'd be a little insensitive.
Are you bleeding to death? No. Well, then go get a Band-Aid. Or, you know,
I see a little blood, but I don't see it squirting out of your jugular, so you're good.
So your perception gets shifted where when I'm like, say, out for dinner and somebody's got a squawking kid there, I wish I had all kinds of money to go up to them and say, not only going to pay for your dinner, but I'm going to hand you X number of dollars to please pack up and go. Because it's like fingernails on a blackboard when you put in so much time in that kind of environment, right?
It's like it's like us Navy guys. We're on a ship. We work all the time.
Yeah.
We see Navy guys, and we want to go out to a bar where I want to see more goddamn Navy guys.
No, they
want to
go
in a Navy job, but yeah.
Where there's hot single women.
Single women that don't hate squids.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, all right. Hang on.
All right.
Oh, shoot. Oh, I caught it. I got it. All right, Lisa. Your healing angel card reading is. I went from yelling to
I
know. I like doing that. Life is a journey. It would be very unfulfilling if each step is exactly the same as the last.
Look at that. Yeah.
Because life is always changing. It is forever fresh and new. Allow your life to unfold gracefully. Be grateful for what it is. Be grateful for what was, is, and forever will be.
And maybe try to just let go. Just let go.
Yeah.
See how it's going
to turn out. Probably not a decision that has to be made this week.
Well, I don't mean like dump him. I mean just let go of the grain.
I'm a big fan of just step back and let's see what happens. I'm always a big fan of that. Without making a decision.
Sure. And then he would call me or my late husband late at night and say, hey, if something happens to me tonight, this one did it.
One person ever. She makes it sound like it called all the time.
It was
all
more
different
than
No, that's bullshit. Like, I'm throwing
she
it.
Did it.
Like, it was one chick. That was one chick. That was not a bunch.
He was sitting in the dark.
You embellished.
Weren't you? That's what women do.
Yeah, women do embellish.
You guys are too funny.
I've been doing those. They do.
He's sitting in the dark up in his house.
It's probably where they make good lawyers, you know.
I want to say one thing I really despise that men are classic for doing. When they want out of a relationship, a lot of them cannot man up and look her in the face and say, I'm sorry, I don't feel it anymore. I think we need to split up.
Okay.
No. They will drive her insane with being mean, you know, treating her badly. So she has to be one to do the dirty.
Well, that's an entire different show because sometimes it's because they've nicely tried to say it. Hey, I think we should break up. And they won't do it. So it's like, all right, I'm trying to be nice to break up. Now I'm going to turn into an ass wipe and break up and make you hate me because you won't do it the nice way.
I see it a whole different way.
Imagine that.
Myself. Women will line up the replacement.
Oh, guys line
when
up
they
want
out.
Both of them, both sexes
yeah.
do that. Yeah, it's not
yeah.
really right, but it is human nature. A lot of them line
yeah.
up for places. I've done it. You've done it. Everybody's done it.
We've all done it.
We've all done it. Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you're young.
Somebody's waiting in the wings. You know,
yeah, when you're young, you line up your when you're younger, you line up your replacement because you're like, I don't want to.
It was like when that spoke.
I don't want to get rid of my girlfriend and then not be able to have sex for 10 weeks or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I want to have a replacement.
God, that's really crap. You know that?
Or should I be? I don't want to get rid of my girlfriend and then miss cuddling and kisses and love.
You shouldn't be doing the sex anymore if you want out. Right.
It takes two.
I don't know.
In anybody's head, was there?
I don't know. But I will do remember Tom Brady, the football.
Takes two to do that.
The football guy and his wife, what was her name, Gretchen? They split after
so many. I don't think it was Gretchen, but yeah.
Whatever, Munchin or. Anyway, I said, Jim, wait for the other shoe to fall from her end of things. Sure enough, she showed up in some tropical place. With her new lover.
Yeah, like Tom Brady can't just have any.
I think it's karma on him because he left Michelle, whatever her name was, who was pregnant. You know, that's pretty cheesy to leave a woman when she's pregnant.
Karma also, the other one was okay with that guy doing that to come to her. So she also was a bad person.
So,
Celebrity Live. You know, and those poor people, I feel so bad for them because they're filthy rich and have multiple houses and all that. Oh.
Yeah, why shouldn't they have some drama?
All right. We got to go, my dear Lisa.
All right. I love talking to you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you.
For holding
I think I'm going to go and apologize to him.
I think that would be wonderful. But no expectations.
I would say, just say I apologize for overreacting. Just make it general. Don't get out of control. Is that overreact? Like emotional, you know.
Yeah.
Don't start making a big list of things you're pulling.
No,
just,
you could
yeah,
always
yeah.
see the grandson stressing you out a little bit.
Yeah,
and,
just say, you know.
And
yeah.
he happened to be in the crosshairs, you
just
know.
Say it out once in a while with all this stuff going on, you know. Just don't start itemizing your apologies right now. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. I wouldn't do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
Like a big scroll.
Yep. I apologize to A when I did this. B when I saw my shower curtain as being anally offensive. Don't itemize that list.
Oh, I wanted to undress you at the dinner table.
Yeah, I was thinking about I had a tater hot costume, but I was thinking of hopping on the sausage. You know, don't know none of that stuff.
Maybe you just need a really good sexual toy. Fantasize about it.
Well, let's just slow it down there a little bit, Deb.
Oh, I don't
you
know.
You trying to make a porn movie here tonight?
You know what I'm saying? If I have a crush on Johnny Depp, what are the chances I'm ever going to land a date with him? There was you no. Know? But if I had a toy, I could pretend. That he's in, you know, there.
How does the toy look like Johnny Depp?
Well, it would feel like Johnny Depp. But
how would it? Would he never spoken before?
So I'm going to assume he's having a little meat there.
You don't know. He could have a gherkin.
He gets enough women.
That doesn't mean anything. He's rich and famous. You could be rich and famous and have a tiny, thin pee-pee, but you're rich and famous.
But then you drive a really nice car.
Yeah, I know.
Men with small penises drive sports cars.
Or rich people, no matter what size they are, rich motherfuckers. Rich people that have billions of dollars drive anything they want.
Lisa, have you seen him in his underwear or any kind of shorts?
Well, we haven't gotten that far.
That far?
Anything. He keeps telling me what he looks like in the shower. I said, don't tell me that anymore.
Now, see, that was him. That's him over the line.
That really is, but he probably doesn't understand how that
yeah.
processes to a heterosexual.
And what
no.
did he want you to see? His sperm type booty or
You know, I don't understand why he tells me that. I don't understand because he'll say, and he talks and I don't understand. I don't understand some of the terms and I don't know if he's saying.
What are those terms? Yeah. What terms do you not
like
understand? I want to look them up.
They're like famous. I think they're famous painters or poets. I'm not sure. I don't even ask because usually when I get around them, I'm very tired. I've been with all day with my grandson, and then I was cooking, you know, and he came over. I was exhausted.
Roger that.
Well, you know, they probably have their terms, too, like lesbians talk about scissoring, and they use a different word, too, but I can't remember what it is.
Scissoring is just something you have to look up. It's pretty obvious when you hear that term, what's going down.
Well,
right.
Yeah, when they're scissoring.
I think it's explanatory. You don't need somebody to draw that out for you.
But you want
He's a poet, but he makes references to things that, like I said, whenever we've talked in depth, you know, I'm usually pretty exhausted, and we talk so much, you know, when we do talk, we fire away, you know, just yakety yak yak yak, and so sometimes it just takes a lot of energy to say, wait, what are you referring to? I just told him at dinner before he came over, we were talking, and then he described himself again in the shower, and I said, don't tell me that anymore.
What does he
say? He says it's like he refers to something. I don't know if it's a poet. I don't know if it's an artist.
Oh.
I don't know. And it's a certain name. He uses a lot of names, you know, that I don't, like poets or artists.
Sounds like
or,
he's getting a little too abstract here.
Yeah, I don't know of any sexual male poets.
No, and if it was Picasso, the Picasso pictures, there'd be a penis coming out of an ear. You know, the way Picasso took people's faces and just moved everything parts all around. They said, "Guy's a genius." I'm like, the guy looks like he could be a serial killer. What do you mean a freaking genius? Yeah, I mean, I could draw pictures like that, too. I did that when I was a kid. Nobody called me a damn genius.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
That's the rock. We got to roll a little bit, Lisa.
Thank you.
Such a joy, honest to God.
All right.
No,
all right.
Thank you very much. Thank you for holding for an eternity.
Yes.
Bye. Thank you.
Say goodbye to tonight to our Arizona correspondent. All right. It's the end of the show, of course. She hung up. No, that was earlier when she got disconnected. She's still here. She's listening. She tried to mute us and hung up. You know, shit happens. Now, we're going to go to our next caller. Let's see, because the list has jumped around. Oh, they're still here.
Oh, good.
Let me see if I lift up the area code. I like to be Johnny on the spot. It is. We're going to area code 229, Georgia. 229, welcome to the show.
Georgia. Hello.
Hey, this is Melvin. How are you all?
Hey, Melvin, it's Peach State. Yes, you're
representing. How are you, Melvin?
I'm in a lot of pain right now, but I'm okay.
Oh. So sorry to hear that.
Yes, ma'am. But I just want to ask you all about this girl named Cassandra. She works at the dialysis center with me. I mean, where I go. And do you see any potential dating or any getting to going out?
Oh,
like,
what's her
intention?
So at the dialysis place, there's a person that works that you think there may be some kind of possible future with, right?
Yes, sir. Correct.
All right. Let's rock, Deb. Cards down.
Let's do it. She's a nurse or some kind of technician. Oh,
She's a tech.
Okay.
All right. So she works there. All right. And are you... While she's putting the cards down, they'll help Deb out too. Are you getting any kind of possible feedback a little bit of things she might be?
Wow.
Yeah, she gave me a phone number, so we
Wow, that's a pretty good feedback right there, the phone number.
Wow.
Yeah, somebody gives me their phone number.
Melvin, you better jump on that.
So to speak, of course.
Wow.
Right, so you got a really bizarre audio connection. Are you in a weird place, or what's going on?
No, I'm in my living room.
Okay, well, it's a weird... It reminds me of back in the 70s when we were trying to get in TV channels.
Or how about those balls that if you put your hand, they go...
Well, I don't know if it's, I know you like the Frankenstein movie. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. And they would bring him into science classes, like
over
buildings. Yeah. Static electricity poles. Yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah, Melvin. I think we got a live one there. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Even if it just becomes a really... See, we've been talking a lot about friendships that evolve into romance. It can happen. It's always good to start with friendship. You know.
Okay. Do she like me?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she gave you your damn number,
yeah,
dude.
I mean,
listen here, Melvin. She gave you your number.
That's a pretty good indication.
I don't know a lot about women, but I know if they give me the number... Chicks that hate me have never given me.
Because I asked her if she helped me out with some paperwork to do a resume, and
you can turn it into a date. You know, go somewhere to, you know, maybe buy her. I don't know. When you're on dialysis, are you? Prisoner of a machine or what?
Well, she's right there with me.
She put me on and take me off.
She's the hooker-upper and the hooker-up, yeah.
Okay, well, I think you should get a hold of her and get started on that.
And
you know, women, it's what I'm telling them. Women have this thing that the longer you take to get a hold of us, the less interested we think you are.
Okay.
So.
All right, we're gonna.
All right, well, Melvin, we're gonna give you an angel heart.
And I think this will ice it on the cake of your
leave. Keep that mobile.
The subject
yes.
is determination. Determination, perseverance, and patience will lead to a positive outcome.
Yes, there it is. You be the fine gentleman that you are, Melvin, and. You can wink at her a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know he is. He's prim, proper, fine
yeah.
gentleman. He's a man of quality. We've already known that. He's been calling us for a long time.
Yes.
And you've been holding for a long time, and really appreciate
yes, thank
that.
Thank you, Melvin.
You're a man of patience also.
All right, darling, we have to let you
yep,
go.
Yeah, we got
to
go. Sorry. And
the
we got
audio here is terrible.
But you know, you can call us anytime, every
yes.
time.
Okay, good luck to you.
Definitely good luck to you,
yeah.
sir.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, real quick, I extended the show, but I just want to let, we had Liz, who's from the UK, is she not? Liz Brewer.
Liz.
And we had a newcomer, Lucy.
Lucy.
Hey, Lucy. She says here for the first time.
Oh, welcome, Lucy.
She's from the United States. She's Boston College.
Mm.
You're in. She studied at Boston College, home of the Eagles, right? Great football team. Really good hockey team. I think the hockey team is better than the football team. But, the basketball team has a little bit of success.
I thought Philly had Eagles.
That's the NFL team, my dear. We're talking damn college now, okay? All right, anyway. We're from Minnesota, and I am a hockey fan, and I love college hockey. So I know Boston University, Boston College have always been up there.
Yes, I've spent quite a bit of time growing up because I had family members, aunts and uncle and cousins that lived there, loved it.
I used to, before, when I was in my previous house, I had like every single sports package you could get, except
mm-hmm.
I didn't care about the NBA one. I didn't care about the football one. It was too expensive. But I had all the colleges. I'd watch the Bean Pot every year, which is...
Really? That's what they...
It's a college hockey yeah. tournament up in the Northeast where they have... Depends. It's like Boston U, could be Maine, could be Boston College. It all depends. They all get to... They have the Bean Pot tournament. It's cool. Anyway. Lucy... Yeah, Ocho, they're all talking to you. That's cool. All right. We gotta go to the next caller. Because they're patient. They have more patience than I have patience. Oh, that one dropped. Gotta update our list. Sorry, folks.
See, I don't think we should encourage people to call in because of this.
What are you pointing to?
It's all disconnected. I'm disconnected.
I think that's not happening. Nobody actually asked for it anyway, so if they don't specifically ask, I don't freak out. Okay, let's see if for the next, I'm updating my list, folks. Be patient. Patience. Glass of water. A lot of people have come and gone. Let's see who our next person is. That one. Wow. There it is. That one is there. That's where I want to see.
That's not.
Ah, I think we know. Well, let's see. You know what? We always think we know, and then half the time we're wrong. We're going on area code 828, neighbor to the south, North Carolina, 828. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. How are you? And this is, where are you?
Jessica.
Jessica.
All right. Thank you for holding. A lot of things. I mean, there was a lot of callers coming and going.
Yeah.
Moved her up the list hard.
All right. Well, Jessica.
So you got in there.
Yep. You're on the air with us now.
Welcome in.
How are things going?
They're going okay. The thing, basically, I wanted you to look at is with my exes, because I know me and him, like I said, we went to court, et cetera, and I wanted to know how does he feel about me now, because, I mean, I haven't really been talking to him. I have disconnected, and I got my kid kind of disconnected from him, so we keep drama out of the house.
Well, are you,
know? You
having feelings for him again, or... You know, where
I mean, he's a good as a friend, but not like I don't want to go back to that. No, he was too much.
All right, well, we're going to check it out. But you both are disconnected. I mean, you aren't speaking to him.
Not speaking to him or nothing.
Okay.
The only time he was handling my child recently was because. Somehow I left my phone home, and I left and didn't realize I left my phone. So the school tried to get hold of me, and they never did get hold of me. They got hold of him because his number was on the list. I actually put the number on the list when his number was not supposed to be on that list. But it's okay. It's okay.
Well, he's very frustrated with you.
Mm.
He's actually feeling like you've wanted to make trouble. And
yeah.
Imagine that, right?
Imagine a guy that can't see reality thinking that, right?
Yeah. He is not owning his, you know, part in this, his responsibility.
Yes.
He's not.
He's living in his own little world, is he not?
Yeah, and he's convinced that all you want to do is run around with other men.
Yep.
You know.
That's all you care about is that and... picking his money.
And being a sex pot, really.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
right here.
Yeah. Shame on you.
So he's, well, I don't know what you want to call it. He's kind of stewing in his own juices right now.
He's pissed off?
Yeah. But not violent.
No, I mean just pissed off. He's unhappy because he didn't get his way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a child should be,
mm-hmm.
a little child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pouting. I didn't get my way, right?
Yeah, because when I was living with him, he usually was very, very bubbly with me. And every time I turned around, it was about this, that. And I told my kid, that is not okay. He cannot. Men do not treat women like that. That
well,
is
either,
not okay behavior.
Well, neither
so,
party treats a party like that.
Yeah, and you
not
know,
our, in a relationship.
Children are watching.
Yeah.
And they are learning.
They're little. They don't
yeah.
even necessarily know they're learning, but they're learning.
They are. And the thing is, a lot of them believe they're responsible for parents breaking up. And so when, you know, we have to kind of guide them through that.
She's starting to realize daddy was still married. Still was with his wife at the time. Well, meanwhile, I was pregnant.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he didn't want to own up. He didn't want to own up, oh, that's my baby. Yeah, it's your baby. You've helped me create this. You are responsible.
That's right, and it sounds that it was messy. Kind of messy.
It was messy. It
yeah.
was really messy, especially when she asked for his little divorce. Well, I told him many times, just help me get back on my feet. Then you won't have to worry about the child support deal.
Well, and that seems more than fair. And so he was married and conceived this child with you during that marriage. Is that what you're telling
right.
us? Okay.
Right.
You
That's all sorts of wrongs.
You
all over
could
there.
Have made a lot of trouble for him.
There's a whole lot of wrong there.
Yeah. And we're, oh my gosh. Well, See, now your daughter is learning right from that. That's what is right and what is wrong. But at least she has a mommy who loves her dearly.
And she's young.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to move on. The list is exploding, but we haven't.
He's not going to create any problems to me.
No, he's just stewing in himself. I want to tell you, though, Jessica, next time you call, we're going to talk about the new man in your life that you've yet to meet.
See, I have him talking to somebody, but I don't think he's the one.
Well, then there'll be after that. Okay,
yeah,
so
I believe probably most likely.
Jim is having a seizure here.
Yeah, that's like, hey, we're getting ready to go, y'all. But just to let you know, you're about to win the Mega Millions, maybe. But hey, we gotta go. You don't do that when we.
Hey,
I thought about
going back to streaming. I've actually recently thought about putting myself back in streaming. Because I think streaming is where I need to be at right now.
Oh, yes.
I would like to do this card.
Okay. Jim's got a great
I'll ask that question next time.
All right.
That's what I tell all the people that are in free readings. We do.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask any extra questions. You know that, Jim.
No, nobody does that ever. All right, let's do this.
All right, let's do it.
Archangel Gabriel. You will soon receive some positive news. The channels for clear and honest communication are now open. Keep an open heart and speak your truth lovingly, but without fear.
Jessica, one last question.
Yes.
Did he get a divorce?
She divorced him.
Oh.
So from what I was told, she divorced him. He did not divorce her. She's the one that asked for divorce.
Good for her.
I think that was good for her anyways, because I think he was messing around before me and didn't think about conceiving, and I was trying to tell him beforehand as I can't conceive.
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't want to go through all the trouble, but you know, sometimes you gotta go through trouble to get to the goodness.
I tried warning my folks
when it came to him, but they never listened until after it was the dust. Actions were already done.
All right, Jessica, we'll talk next time.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, hon. Take care.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You're right. She's very, very pleasant. You said you've talked with her.
We have a long time.
Yeah.
You just forgot. like two, three years ago, she was on the show a lot, and then I guess was doing her thing and did come around. But here we go. 856. New Jersey, 856. You're the next caller.
Hello, New Jersey. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
And your name is?
Hello. Jersey.
Hello.
I heard a big
sigh,
either an inhale or an exhale. Hopefully it wasn't a last breath.
That means you kept them in line. Wait.
Yeah,
long.
Sometimes, you know, you keep people in line long, they pass.
You need a resuscitation.
Artificial resuscitation.
I think you'll have to give that one up.
She'll put that one on hold. And let's see, our next caller, we're getting to the point where it's going to be the last. Let's see here. My glasses on because the whole caller list has just been all over the place tonight. It's all over the place.
You know, after we talked to Lisa, I start getting very giddy from her.
Really now?
She just does that to a person, I guess.
You know what? Let's drop down the state. Let's go to, I believe, area code. Where is it? 803, South Carolina, I believe. Or are you here, 803?
Hello.
I'm here.
And you are?
Christy.
Hi, Christy. We've talked to you,
hello.
I think. Yes, right?
I'm not sure. Probably some point, maybe.
Yeah. Well, it just rings a bell for me. Well, tell us, Christy, what brings you to the show?
Sure.
What's on your mind?
I don't know if I'm crazy or what, but I just found like a piece of jewelry, like, you know, like off of a charm bracelet. that was in my car that somebody that my ex just drove my car, and I had a work injury, so I haven't been dressing up, and nobody's been in my car but me and him, and like he's playing it, making it sound like I'm crazy now with asking him to ask his friends, you know, who's part of this charm bracelet this is.
No, you said this is your ex, right?
As of now, yes, it's for good now.
That's what I was wondering. So he's an ex as of now, but when this event occurred, he was not an ex, right?
Right. He was in the process to be
You guys were going down a really rough road, and that was you saw that charm bracelet. You don't have one, which means he had
a
persuasion in there.
Right. It's just like a silver ball off of the bracelet.
Oh, okay.
I got you. Okay, so
sentence. I don't think it wasn't there the other day, and I haven't had any Christmas stuff in my car, so I mean, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, too, but
I don't know if I would.
I don't know.
Well, would it be different?
Because my stomach is in knots.
What if it was a pair of panties instead of a little ball?
Well, that's...
Oh, I would do.
Yeah.
But if it, like she said, if it's a tiny little blow... She doesn't have anything that would have given it off. Guys don't do that shit.
So where would it have come from?
A female charm bracelet.
From a woman that he gave a ride to?
Or he may have given
her a ride.
He
knows in my car.
And in her car.
He took my car the other night for two nights for several hours, but looking for a car.
Looking for a car at night?
Exactly. That's what I said.
Well, he's looking for a car.
He was looking for a ride.
You're looking for
not
a ride.
Not necessarily a car.
Brown chicka, brown cow.
Christy, was it in the front seat or the back seat?
That's a ball.
Passenger seat, because he was driving.
Okay.
So if I'm crazy, please tell me.
Okay.
If he hasn't been cheating on me, tell me.
Yeah, I want you to do the cards, but I'm with you as far as being a detective.
Yeah.
And, well, here's also that really matters. Is he a confirmed past cheater?
Can I have what?
Has he cheated on you in the past?
I never physically caught him, but we've been together for 7.5 years.
That's a long time.
Right. And I don't know. I mean, like, he makes me think I'm crazy or whatever, but I'm just trying to find the answers because I'm, for the past year or so, we have not been intimate.
Yeah, well, and so you haven't been intimate, and that's probably, you're assuming that he hasn't been initiating that, right?
Well, he said he his testosterone has been so low, he feels.
How old is this man?
Because he said he'll be 55.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? You go to a damn doctor then. And how do you know it? Much testosterone.
But, I mean, he doesn't work. He doesn't do anything.
Well, he doesn't work. He doesn't do anything.
Right. Well, he lives off of his mom.
Oh!
Look, Christy, it belongs to another woman. It's right here. Okay?
That's what I thought.
And you need to shed yourself of this burden, even though you don't want to because of the love thing. And that many years together, that's easier said than done.
Yeah,
I understand.
You want him back, Christy, if he could be a good man.
She wishes he wasn't that.
Right. I mean, to have another woman in my car while I was home.
Yeah.
There's nothing else I can say to him that made me ever want.
No, and he's gaslighting you, something terrible, that you're crazy. And, you know, blah, blah.
Why is a 55-year-old man not working and living with their mom?
He's living with his mother.
And he took advantage of me, and I just want to go give him all his stuff back and just say, never come around me again.
This sounds so Jerry Springer. I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it sucks that you wasted that many years. What?
Right.
Oh, he's got a better man coming for you. In fact,
yeah, there you
I'm
going to
tell you, Christy, you've got two
She's
that
got
are coming
card.
Along in 2023.
See, that's why
you
the
may
cards.
Be talking to one now, but there's two, and you're going to pick between them. And I think you should go with the one
yeah.
with a great big heart.
And people want to yeah. say, well, I've invested for all these years.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a reason to stay on a sinking ship.
What did you say? If it, a steaming
Oh,
card?
No, I said, you know what? If it, when you realize that you've been investing in a turd, if you keep that, then you can't complain to anybody about the smell once you realize it. Once you realize, you said, oh, my God, I look at all these. All of a sudden, it didn't hit me, all these faults. He's cheating, which is the last straw, of course. You put up with all the other faults.
Right.
But if you continue to accept this behavior, you can't complain to anybody about the turd smelling bad.
Yeah, and remember, that car, when you loan it to him,
it's
is literally a hotel room on wheels. So
I know.
Yeah.
God help me at my age. I'm 50, whatever. God help me if somebody has to loan me a car while I'm living with my mom. God help me. I wouldn't even want to look in a damn mirror.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he'll regret it. I hope he regrets when I take him his stuff, because I don't have anything else to do with him. I'd rather be alone.
Yeah, and you know, Christy, he's with her because she pays for everything.
Well, that's what he always does.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's picking him up tonight to go to his little destination.
They don't
but
have
will it last?
Do they?
Will they last?
Yeah. Oh, will they last?
Right.
Oh, hell no. She's going to find out she's got some self-respect herself. You know, remember, she could be being fed so many lies.
Well, most likely.
Yeah.
Oh, at that age, most likely. But that shouldn't be your concern on making your decision.
Yeah.
Right.
You should make your decision based on you, not whether his next relationship is going to last or not.
Yeah,
I just want him to say one day, I'm sorry, which he'll never say.
That will come.
Might be
20
years.
But Jesus might be coming right after.
Yeah,
that.
It might be a deathbed thing. So. And if
how long
have
they been together?
I don't think it's been too terribly long. I'm hearing like 3 to 4 months, maybe.
He probably bounces to whoever he can sucker in.
It's whoever will,
believe the bullshit. Yep.
But,
yes,
well, you
is.
Know what? He'll get his karma.
Oh, yeah, he
we
will.
Deb and I are firm believers in that.
I am.
What goes around comes around. Now, you may not even get to witness it, which is unfortunate.
But sometimes
I don't want to witness it.
I'm just saying, but you may never get to hear about it. You could step, which in the perfect world, you'll never talk to him again, but something could happen down the road where he'd be like, damn, I wish I was a better person.
His mother should put him out.
But
so
she's
a
contributor. He is an enabler.
So he can start living under a bridge or whatever.
Or whatever, but stop being a piece of shit. Oh, sorry, the French.
You're right. Right. And as good as I was to him?
You bet.
But you can't, don't get down on yourself. You did everything for the right reason.
There was love in your heart.
At a certain point, you got to break out the
and
scissors.
You're going to be rewarded. I mean, these two guys here are like princes.
And at least you have no doubt. If you put that much time in, you can say, well, maybe I should. No, you can say, no, I held on longer than I should have.
It was you went to a university of life, and it took you a while to graduate.
And
you have now.
Your biggest crime is you were being positive and hoping for a positive outcome. That's your biggest crime.
Love.
Right.
He should have taken better care of you.
Yeah, and people that take advantage of people like that, it's going to come around.
Well, honey, I hope you will keep calling us and tell
us. I will.
That. Now, don't go.
Yeah, because I have a healing angel card for you before you depart. Subject is precious gift. Friendship, family, and love are precious gifts. Do not lose sight of what is most important. So maybe this thing isn't working out, but there are other loves,
they are
friendships,
coming to
gifts,
you.
Things in life
and remember
that
this.
Are more important than somebody screwing you over.
And everybody else should remember this, too. Sometimes the one most right for you can't come along until that one gets out of the way.
Yeah, you had to get rid of the trash. You had to take the trash out first.
Right. And thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Well, thank you for being very patient
yes,
and holding
Christy.
For an eternity.
You call us and take good care of
thank
you.
Yeah.
Everybody
all right.
Welcome
thank
to
you. Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Aw.
This show is over. Say goodbye.
Very soon. So take care. Let the love. Stay well. You never know.